In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with me, your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein, Fadlullah. Dear listeners, one of the great Lebanese Shia Maraji and eminent researcher is Ayatollah Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fadlullah. Allama Fadlullah is considered as the spiritual father of Hezbollah of Lebanon. Allama Fadlullah was born in 1936 or 37 in Najaf. His father, Sayyid Abdul Rauf Fadlullah, was one of the religious maraji of Iraq. When Allama Fadlullah was 9 years old, he began studying seminary courses. He learned some of the courses of the Islamic seminary under the tutelage of his father. He attended the lectures of great maraji of that time, such as Ayatollah Abul Qasim Khoui, Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen Hakim, Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudi, and Ayatollah Hussein Helli. He learned philosophy from Ayatollah Bad Kubayi, as well as Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sadr.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum to you all dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atan, the producer of the program The Teacher. Now, this moment of today's episode of The Teacher, I would like to invite you to listen to George Galloway, who is talking about the late Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fazlullah. Please stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about the late Sayyid Fadlallah, who was a very great figure, not here in Lebanon, not even only in the Islamic world, but he became an international figure of very great importance. And it's not an accident that we remember the attempt, murderous attempt by the United States of America to assassinate the late Sayyid because of his importance. The martyrdom of more than 80 people and the wounding of hundreds of people was a great crime for which, by the way, the United States has not yet been held responsible and has not yet atoned for. Maybe we should have a tribunal, international tribunal, into the assassination of so many souls. By the grace of God, they did not succeed in ending the life of Sayyid Fadlallah, who went on to become a theologian and humanitarian of the very highest rank. I recall that on his passing, the British ambassador, no less, was disciplined by the British government for telling a small fraction of the truth about the late Sayyid and his importance. So he was, as someone myself who entered the Muslim world through Lebanon, in 1977 I came to Lebanon for the first time. And I fell in love with the country and with the culture and with the religions here, and I knew from those days the importance of the late Sayyid, and of course, though he has passed away, his influence, his greatness, his dominating presence is, I think, eternal. Certainly it will last for centuries, his importance to religious life and to social and political life here in Lebanon and across the Arab world.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear when I whisper your name? You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness, you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting. Ooh, my love, I'm calling.
IRIB, English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.com.
Shadowless, though you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, though you don't see me. I shine, but you're shadowless, though you don't see me. Shadowless, bright as I can be. Shadowless, though you don't see me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. In 1952 or 53, at the age of 17, Allama Fadlullah went to Lebanon for the first time. In 1967 or 68, a group of Lebanese who were in the outskirts of Beirut requested Allama Fadlullah to reside in that region. Allama Fadlullah accepted their invitation and decided to permanently stay in his home country. Allama Fadlullah has authored many Islamic works, and the collection of them, which comprise the writings, lectures, and glosses on his Kharij lectures, are over 70 works. Particularly, Allama Fadlullah's exegesis of the Quran titled Tafsir min Wahi al-Qur'an, which is in 24 volumes, is considered as one of the most prominent works of his. This commentary of the Qur'an covers the entire Qur'an and consists of a social approach to Qur'anic lessons for the youth.
And at this moment of the program, I would like to invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Fazlullah. I hope you enjoy this part and stay tuned till the end of this program.
أن تكون حرا هي إرادتك بالحرية في داخلي.
What does it mean by to be free? To be free is your will in freedom within yourself. For freedom is not issued by a force. And freedom cannot be given. It is exactly like a spring that erupts from the depth of earth to impose itself when the spring erupts. It doesn't ask for the opinion of this, and it doesn't ask for the opinion of that, and it does not accept any objection from a barren land here, nor from a fertile land there. It gives, because tender is the secret of the essence of spring, and the sun gives light, warmth, heat, and life, because that is its secret, and man in his humanity, which is represented by his freedom, the freedom to say no when the no is your thought. The man is also like this. The man in his humanity, which is represented by his freedom, must have the courage and freedom to say no. The main issue is that freedom is in the nature of humanity. Even if the world say yes and you inside say no, then your freedom makes you say no. And vice versa. If the world say no, and you inside, out of your freedom, say yes, then that yes is a strong one. And the issue here is not you being egoistic. The issue is rather you being a human. And therefore, to be human equals to be free.
ولذلك أن تكون إنسانا يساوي أن تكون حرا.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Since Allama Fadlullah was an adolescent, he very much liked poetry and literature. Later on, he composed poems which were published as three collections of poetry. Allama Fadlullah, along with Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sadr and Muhammad Mahdi Shamsuddin, established a journal titled Kalimatuna, meaning Our Word. Allama Fadlullah, along with Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Baqir Sadr, played a crucial role in forming the Shia movement in Iraq. The result of these endeavors was the establishment of the first Shia movement in Iraq by the name of Hizb ad-Da'wah al-Islamiyah. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Allama Fadlullah. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.